From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond, an exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with music of 20th century Polish-Jewish composer Mieczysław Weinberg, who lived from 1919 to 1996. Tragically, Weinberg lost most of his family to the Holocaust. He spent much of his life in the Soviet Union, later Russia, and he left an impressive body of work, including 22 symphonies and 17 string quartets. We'll hear one of those quartets, the string quartet number 12, opus 103. Weinberg began work on this piece in 1969. At the same time, he began work on his 11th symphony, inspired by the writings of Soviet revolutionary poets. The quartet was completed on May 27th of 1970, and was dedicated to friend and fellow composer Benjamin Bosner. This quartet heavily inspired by the string quartets of Dmitri Shostakovich, who was still alive upon this work's completion. It was premiered on April 14th of 1971 by members of the Moscow Chamber Orchestra. The work is in four movements, largo, allegretto, presto, and moderato, respectively. It's performed here by members of the Silesian Quartet. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Thank you.
music of Mieczysław Weinberg, his 12th string quartet, Opus 103 from 1970, in four movements, largo, allegretto, presto, and moderato, respectively, performed by the members of the Silesian Quartet, Szymon Krzyszowicz, first violin, Arkadiusz Kubica, second violin, Lukasz Sirniki, viola, and Piotr Janaszek, cello. From a 2019 CD Accord compact disc from Poland, containing three of Weinberg's string quartets, numbers 11 through 13. Quartets 11 and 12 are in four movements, whereas quartet number 13 is in just one long movement. You are listening to Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. If you'd like to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. Our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. That's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website for much more info about the show, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or streaming audio for this episode, please look for Classics and Beyond program number 1912. We'll turn now to some very early experiments in electronic music, specifically from the year 1948. As we turn to the French composer Pierre Schaeffer, we'll hear his composition Cinq Études de Bruit, Five Studies of Noise. Many people hail this work as a pioneering piece of what would come to be known as looping or sampling techniques. But there's a common misconception. Many people feel that this is a tape composition, but in fact it is not. It is indeed an early example of musique concrète, that is, using existing audio sources as building blocks for a composition. But the studio where Monsieur Schaeffer composed this piece, at French State Radio in 1948, did not have any magnetic tape machines in it. All of this music was generated via turntables. The composer employs a lock groove technique, which creates a circular groove as opposed to a spiral one. This allows for a piece of sound to be played over and over, and said loop can be slowed down or sped up as desired. The work is in five parts, or five movements, each part utilizing different sound sources. Movement 1, Étude à chemin de fer, utilizing sounds of trains. Movement 2, Étude tourniquet, utilizing toy tops and percussion instruments. Movements 3 and 4, Étude violette and Étude noire, are piano pieces, the piano parts recorded by fellow composer Pierre Boulez. And the final movement, Étude pathétique, uses a wide variety of sound sources, including canal boats, singing, speaking, saucepans, harmonica, and piano. In its entirety, Cinq Études de Bruit, music of Pierre Schaeffer.
Thank you.
Cinq études de bruit, five studies of noise, an early example of musique concrète from 1948, composed and performed utilizing turntables and manipulation techniques by Pierre Schaeffer, the work conceived at his personal studio at the French State Radio. That same broadcaster gave a live performance of the work in the fall of 1948. In five movements, Étude de chemin de fer, Étude tourniquet, Étude violette, Étude noire, and Étude pathétique, respectively, utilizing a wide variety of sound sources. Many early electronic music compilations have featured excerpts from this work, but in my opinion, the best place to find a complete version of the piece, all five movements in their proper order, is a 2010 LP released by Disque Dreyfus to commemorate the 100th anniversary of Pierre Schaeffer's birth. This LP contains Cinq études de bruit on side one, and another landmark Schaeffer composition from 11 years later, a tape-based piece from 1959, Étude à objet. music from a man whom many consider to be one of the pioneers of electronic music, Pierre Schaeffer. We have time for one short piece of music to conclude the hour, and we'll turn to a very famous, very familiar piece of music. Most, if not all of you, have heard this at some point in your life, but probably not this particular version. Johann Sebastian Bach's Toccata and Fugue in D minor, BWV 565, one of the most famous pieces ever composed for the organ. As famous as this piece is, very little is known as to its origins. There is no specific date for the composition. Some have argued it was composed in 1704 when Bach was in his teens. Others have said 1750, the year the composer passed away. Nevertheless, as I said, one of the most famous pieces of the organ repertoire, performed here by Italian jazz pianist Massimo Ferrao and his trio, with bassist Nicola Barbon and drummer Ruben Bellavia. From a 2018 release on the Japanese Venus label, Play Bach. As the title suggests, it's an entire album of J.S. Bach compositions arranged and performed in a jazz piano trio setting, a la Jacques Lussier and his pioneering third stream recordings of decades ago. And that does it for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I sincerely hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.